You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Daryl Reiner coming up in 40 minutes here. Nick and JP with you on a football Friday, on an F-off Friday. I know there's been a lot of baseball talk here because we just had the Adelis Garcia conversation. Apparently the Angels have named Brady Anderson the new hitting coach.
Oh.
What are we doing on that one? The guy who had one great season in baseball.
Unless we're
going to
get everyone a bunch of steroids, I don't know what we're going to do here.
It's kind of, I mean, listen, it is a market inefficiency.
Not enough steroids?
Not enough guys on steroids now.
Yeah, used to be good in that market. Now we're not good in that market.
Now the problem is you got to give them to the pitchers too, because the pitching has been more of the problem with the Angels than anything else.
I actually do wish they would have just gave Albert Pujols the head coaching, the manager job, and then just been like, we're just a team full of a bunch of really powerful hitters that, you know, used to exist in baseball.
I mean, in fairness, you're just talking about the Dodgers or Yankees, where everybody seems to hit 30 home runs a year.
No, but the coaching staff. Coaching staff could actually beat out.
So McGuire's the hitting coach.
You just bring back a lot of the old
maybe
boppers.
Maybe Brady Anderson's actually the pitching coach, just
why
to
not?
Throw everybody off.
Why not? Throw him off the scent? Yeah. Why not, yeah. I guess.
Hey, I think you should throw more fastballs. But the other team's going to know that's what we're doing. Shut up and throw the fastballs. That's Brady Anderson.
Have no idea how that's going to go, because I don't know if Brady Anderson can actually coach this thing or not. But it is interesting to me how it feels like he took a lot of hate for so many years, and he seems so angry about having one awesome season that basically outed him for taking steroids. And why not? At least everyone remembers who you are. Like, he didn't have that good of a career. Like, everyone remembers Brady Anderson's season. Everyone remembers who he is as a player. Like, that in and of itself is probably better than what Brady Anderson should have gotten.
Yeah, but he was just a good center fielder beforehand. Like, if he just didn't do the juice, he'd probably be remembered as he was like the 10th best center fielder
for the 90s. I think he falls in the category of players that I actually think I'm like just kind of okay with them. It's cheating. It was what it was.
But like Steve Finley and Luis Gonzalez?
Luis Gonzalez, great example. Luis Gonzalez was basically a nothing burger of a player, and then he not only won a World Series with the Diamondbacks, but hit 50 home runs in the process, and is remembered as not only with the Diamondbacks, but across baseball, has his place in baseball history basically etched. On a team with Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, people bring up Luis Gonzalez just about as much as anybody. I mean, wild the amount of players I can go on that 0-1 Diamondbacks team. But the point is that they're the type of player that, yes, it got them the recognition that they needed. It gave them a baseball great moment. And then they just get to go ahead and disappear off into the sunset. But I always understood when a guy like that took steroids. I kind of just always got it.
That'd be like Stephen Kwan doing steroids now.
Yes, in many ways, yes.
Kwan's other than the 50 home run year that he hits, every other year, it's 14, 15 home runs a year.
I just always thought about it like Joe Buck always made the case. He was like, if there was something that you could take to make you basically like an all-time great broadcaster, or like some sort of pill you could take or something to like make you one of the most memorable broadcasters, or at least have your place etched. And now Joe Buck has gotten his place etched. But he's like, yeah, you do it in a second. And I'm like,
and most radio guys did it in the 80s and 90s. It's called cocaine.
It's called cocaine. It was always going to go back to cocaine.
Yeah.
But like,
I was weed in the 70s.
But like, and then it turned into booze in the early 2000s.
Still is.
That was rampant. That was radio
and
stations.
You guys
that was
don't
rampant.
Know the sacrifice I'm making on my own body by being a booze hound.
Is that it?
You are welcome, Ohio.
But like, there's no hate in my heart for people like Brady Anderson or Luis Gonzalez
what
or any
Jason
of those guys.
Jason Grimsley, who was just a scrub and was still a scrub after the juice.
You can make an argument. Would he have even been to the part where we got to him being that much of a scrub if not for the juice? Like, I at that point, you're self-preservation. Like, Luis Gonzalez made himself more money off a couple good seasons than he won't have to worry about money for the rest of his life.
It's like that you're turning into a pro-juice man now that you're in your mid-30s.
I was always pro-juice for the not greatest of all time category, okay? But even with Barry Bonds, I've come back down to earth on all that too.
I don't know. It was really funny. He was so juiced up by the end.
So juiced up. You talk about big. You talk about like your big head, for instance.
Yeah.
Like his head was massive.
That's true. And he looked like a normal person the first 10 years of his career.
He looked like a bobblehead.
And then he got the juice, and then all of a sudden it's like, where did that dome come from?
Legitimately a bobblehead doll. But that's again.
What would happen if you and I took steroids? Other
probably,
than we fight more.
Probably nothing great. I don't know what would happen.
I just want to rage.
Will we have roid rage?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of it.
Like, you can take medicine to avoid your boys shrinking up. You can't with
I don't even care about that part of things. They're not the main player down there. It's okay.
Yeah, but you don't want it to look cattywampus.
Yeah.
You don't. I don't think you thought about the aesthetic value here.
The aesthetic value?
Yeah.
What do I care about the aesthetics of that?
I think you should.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah. I think this is something that you don't think about, and then it happens.
That's the appetizer. It's not the main dish.
I don't even think it's an appetizer.
It's not even that. We're fine. It'd be all right either way.
I think it's like the celery next to the boneless
The real rings. Hard part, though, is that you can't have two jacked radio hosts do a show together.
I disagree.
It's a very unserious show. If on the camera we were just both
really
you wouldn't be able to tell. You can't have two really in shape radio hosts do a show together. It just subverts everything the medium is about. So you get one. You're allowed
you
one per
one
show at
fatty
best.
Fatty per show.
We don't even have one on this show, but you get one per show at best. The radio requirement is one guy has to be at least out of shape in a pretty big way.
You're not wrong. I just think like
I was gonna dare you to like point out the radio show that's got two jacked guys.
It can't be found.
They don't exist. It doesn't exist.
No. No, but if it ever does happen, we'll be the first to run them down. I think that's the most important
thing.
Well,
then we instantly take steroids and we figure this whole thing out.
Well, you aren't running them down.
You're not welcome around here.
Yeah, you did admit earlier in the show that running just is not a thing for you.
I do it. It's just painful and doesn't look great. I ran the other day with the kids because we were playing, I can't remember which day it was. It might have been Sunday. And I had been dealing with a heel spur under my Achilles on my left foot. And I was chasing them outside with no shoes on. And it felt great in the moment. And then I woke up the next day. And it did not feel great anymore.
Just that little bit?
It was a fair amount of running, but it wasn't great.
I heard Joel Klatt. They did a bunch of like batting practice swings at Wrigley before their game last weekend. And he was like, I was so sore the next day. It was like he played minor league baseball. It's amazing the things that in your early 40s now will get to you.
A little bit of news to pass along here from Chris Fedorf, Cleveland.com. Mm-hmm. Kenny Atkinson says it looks like Darius Garland, Jalen Tyson, and Jared Allen will play tonight. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, it's fun. I miss Darius. Darius not being on the court in recent weeks has been one of the biggest boosts to the Darius Garland does or doesn't matter conversation. Like, there's not a serious Cavs fan in the world now that can ever point to the idea that we're a better team without Darius or we'd be able to thrive without Darius.
Yeah, but it does complicate the what if you trade Darius or what if you have to choose between Darius and Donovan, because Donovan's a better player overall. He has the incredible stats, but I don't think your bigs go without Darius.
And I think that's kind of been highlighted, and I think that's why it'd be a really sad development if you did have to make that Sophie's choice at some point, because I don't know how Cavs fans would respond to it. Now, it also then, it kills you anytime Darius then gets injured in the future, too, which is bound to happen because he gets injured a lot.
Now, maybe because he started this season injured, maybe that covers his injuries for this season.
He's got his allotment out of the way.
Yeah, he's all
right. He's met his quota.
You've missed your 20 games. Now you can be healthy. Maybe the basketball gods will give him a pass.
He's not like a car salesman trying to get his monthly limit set. Like he's
or a cop at the end of the month.
That's true, they do that. Speeding tickets.
You know, normally I wouldn't give you this ticket, but it's time. That being said, to get back to the Browns and Raiders on Sunday, I'm no guarantee Gary. I'm feeling it.
You want to be a guarantee Gary?
No, I'm not. Because a guarantee Gary just goes out guaranteeing whenever it's beneficial.
You haven't guaranteed in a while.
Since the Green Bay game? No, I think it was the Miami game. Because didn't I guarantee
you double guaranteed one of them.
I was right.
Yeah, but it was...
And both of them.
It did feel a little unjust to me, but yeah, you were right.
I had three guarantees, and none of them have been unguaranteed this
year. No, you're 3 for 3. Are you going to go 4 for 4, or did you go ahead and just put that away? Because you didn't do it before the Jets game. You said, I think you even said something didn't feel right.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. It was a weird game, and then it ended up being a weird game. I kind of... I think I'm going to do it. I'm guaranteeing a Browns win on Sunday.
There we go. Guaranteed Gary.
And if you're wondering what the difference is, I feel it. I feel it in my loins. There's a tingling, I'm feeling it.
It was your loins.
I'm feeling it. My intuition is saying Shador's going to look better than he did on Sunday against the Ravens. This is a good matchup to have your first NFL start. I think the Browns defense is going to feast on this craptastic Vegas. Honestly, and I think for once, like we've talked, well, why is the defense worse on the road? It's because the offense is drastically worse too. I'm gonna say it again. The Browns, I'm guaranteeing a Browns win.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On Sunday, I can feel it.
They've lost 13 straight road games.
Yep.
I think Vegas is that bad that I don't hate the guarantee. In fact, I would wonder, you know, they always put out like Cleveland.com. They all make their guesses and everything. I would wonder how many people in the city have the Browns losing this game, because I would bet it's next to none.
I mean, this is right up there with the Jets game. If you lose this game, you should be incensed. Like, where's the point of the season?
No, we did the Jets game already, though. So I don't know that I'll be incensed. I'll be more like, okay, yeah, we just watched them do this 2 weeks ago.
But no, now it's a different quarterback. So that's a different reason to be mad if the quarterback isn't good enough to win.
Well, I might just be mad in general if Shador doesn't play well enough to win. But like the idea that if you lose this game, if anything, it'll just further stamp down the idea, for the same reason why you lost the Jets game, you'd lose this one as well, that they're not taking any bit of this serious at all.
I don't know if it's the Shador part of this for me.
It's got to be influencing.
Well, I think you're going to be able to throw the ball down the field. And yeah. I don't. He might not always throw it down the field to his own team. He might be throwing it to the Raiders a couple times, but just that threat. I think this goes back to how we've normalized how bad this offense is and just the lowest bar possible on offense is. I think about this game and I'm like, you know, even if you have two turnovers, if Shador's putting up 5 or 6 big throws per half, you're going to win this game because your defense, I mean, think about even the first interception.
Yeah.
For in the Ravens game, or the interception, he didn't have multiple interceptions, but think about that interception. The defense bailed you out. The defense almost automatically
Immediately with another interception.
And here's the thing. So even if you turn the ball over, well, Geno Smith's going to turn the ball over too.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So
I just think Miles and the D-line is going to eat all day long because this offensive line stinks for the Raiders. All right. So I looked up NFL.com and there they did five different people and there were only one person picked the Browns as a winner.
Dan, do they pick scores?
Yes. Yes, they do. Raiders 2016, Raiders 22-16, Raiders 19-16, Raiders 17-13, and then Tom Pelissero, I think, had the Browns 2015.
Did one of those guys have the Browns losing by 8 points in this game? Did I do the math real quick there?
No, 6 points was the highest.
Oh, 6 points was the highest. It's still not great. By the way, do you think they just base it up? Because isn't the line like 3.5 points?
Line's 3.5, yeah.
Yeah, 216-474-0092.
And the over-under's 36.5. Very low over-under.
I am undefeated on guarantees this season. So I'm putting my streak on the line against two streaks for the Browns. One, haven't won a road game in a very long time. Two, haven't won a game with a rookie quarterback in a very long time. Are you expecting a win on Sunday? I think I'm there. Obviously, I'm there with a guarantee, but like... This is as uncomplicated as I have felt going into a game for as long as I can remember.
The hard part for myself is that I said after the Jets game I wouldn't do this again. I said after the Jets game I wouldn't have faith and belief that they'll win a game this season. But if I believe in Shador the way that I do, how would I ever see this game being a loss?
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I can't overcome.
And by the way, I don't think Shador needs to be the reason you win on Sunday.
No, not at all. But like, if the defense is going to be great, and I think they will be because Geno can't play at all at this point, and really that offense is, it's Brock Bowers and a bunch of people making business decisions out there. It's not, Genty can't run at all. I mean, we need to at some point discover more reasons for why Genty is just getting the old Peterlin pass across the league. I get your offensive line stinks, but people don't give Judkins the same pass that they give Genty.
The Peterlin pass.
It's amazing what's going on over there. But, yeah, so their offense stinks. And I think Shador can just play mediocre and you end up with a win in this one.
Can I get you to guarantee a win?
No, I'm done guaranteeing.
Oh, come on.
I'm done guaranteeing. No.
You're not going to go like other people on this station where you say one thing at the beginning of the week and then you feel different at the end?
I was going to say that's a Ken Garman classic.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. With conviction.
Matt, can I get you to guarantee a win?
No.
Wow. What a team player there. Good job.
You're supposed to you got to pick me up here.
I mean, look, with this team in particular, it's how low can you go? And they found a way to get even lower.
It's the Raiders.
We said the same thing about the Jets.
Yeah, and they had them.
That's the problem. I just said a lot of things 2 weeks ago.
If not for the two special teams issues, they had them. And by the way, they didn't have Shador on the field. Thank you very much.
And that is the difference. That is a big difference in this whole equation.
I'm beginning to think you're not a real.
I want to guarantee. I want to guarantee in the absolute worst way imaginable.
It doesn't sound like you want to
guarantee. You know I want to guarantee.
It doesn't sound like you want to guarantee.
I'm sitting right here wanting to guarantee.
You're doing the demonstrative hands, but you're not guaranteeing.
I want to guarantee. They're not letting me guarantee.
No, I think you're not letting you guarantee.
You're right. I need to break myself free of these shackles, don't I?
The shackles.
It's going to be embarrassing enough if they lose this game, it's because Shador didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's already embarrassing enough. Give it to you. Let's give you the guarantee, Gary,
on
this one.
That.
They're going to win this game. How else does this game go?
And you know what? I'll tell you this. They're going to win it by a touchdown.
Well, half tracks? Who are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Whoa.
If you just string that along through like the entire show, people will think you have an interesting show. I think there are other shows that try to do that. No?
That's
not even a shot at somebody on our station. I'm branching out.
Yeah, there we go.
But no, I think they're going to win by at least a touchdown.
Maybe at least a touchdown.
Yeah, at least a touchdown.
Well, now you're $1 bobbing me with your guarantee.
You got me to cross over to the guarantee.
Now you're like, well, up it to at least a touchdown.
No, I felt it before.
Am I supposed to up it to 2 touchdowns?
Now you're feeling it in your loins?
No, but I knew if I said I feel it by a touchdown, it would push you farther away from a guarantee.
I will never trust my gut again if Shador doesn't look good in this game. I don't know what I'll do. I would never be able to be like.
So you're gonna have to do
in my loins, as you say.
Yeah,
I will never trust my intuition ever again if he doesn't look good in this game, because it'll just be way backwards than my brain can comprehend right now. And so yeah, we're giving it the old guarantee, the Gary guarantee.
I don't
the guarantee Gary.
I said I'm no guarantee Gary. Out here handing out guarantees Gary. I don't believe in. I only give out guarantees that I feel in my loins, and I feel a guarantee in my loin. Jax Gregory.
Okay.
Saying he guarantees a win. Come on now. Come
Katie,
on.
Katie, you're going to guarantee this win?
Guarantee a win?
Guarantee this win.
You don't have to put your headphones on for it. You just.
I didn't just talk anything off now either.
I need the microphone on, not my headphones. Right. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Oh, boo! Shut her mic off! Mac, have I heard you guarantee yet?
No, and I said
shut your damn mic off! This is a guaranteed win by the Browns!
I need 100 Cleveland men.
No, your mic is off. You can't say it should be.
It should be.
No, shut it off again. 216-474-0092. Get Murren's ass in here.
Yeah, okay.
Jack Murren, you want to guarantee a win?
Our response to Ken's pep talk is going to be Katie's pep talk now?
Yeah, the worst pep talk in the history. I don't think they can do it.
I'll guarantee a win.
Hell yes! Yes, that's the energy we need here on a football Friday. Mac, that's how you get to be a producer. Right there. That's how you do it. 216-474-0092. I'm putting him on the table.
I mean, it's the Raiders.
No, don't cheapen my guarantee.
It's the Raiders.
I've inspired the entire station to get, except a couple of losers. Sorry, you're both great.
Losers.
I know, it felt bad the second it said it.
Sick eraser phrase, pal.
Yikes, jeez.
Hey, shut the mics up! I didn't say you were talking!
You'll speak when spoken to. Thank you very much.
It's Nick and Jonathan. that's my mic.
He turned your mic off.
And Mac knows how to turn things off. Hey, have some Senka. Hey, yeah, just go to break. We're going to do an update. Right,
we'll see you in a few.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.